Okay, we're starting a new series this week, and it's called More Than Conquerors. All right? So we're going to start in Romans chapter 8 and verse 35, which says this: Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Verse 37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. You know, this says life can come against us, but we are meant to conquer it. We're meant to conquer the circumstances. We could be hit by tribulation, distress, persecution, or sword, and we're meant to conquer them all. We're not meant to just conquer them, staggering home, battle-stained and exhausted. It says we're meant to be more than conquerors. To be a conqueror would be fantastic, but we're meant to be more than that, more than conquerors. We're meant to return victorious from whatever the attack is. You know, if Monday's not looking great at work, on Tuesday we're meant to go back in victorious, not under the circumstances. I don't know about you, but sometimes we can be under the circumstances. There was a person, or I've been a couple of people in my life, whenever I went into their company, they put me under. They pushed me down. The negative talk from them and just the rejection and the lack of acceptance, it always pushed me down. And then I might not see them for 5 years, but when I saw them again, even before they'd opened their mouth, I was right back in that place. All the feelings came back. I wasn't a conqueror. I was conquered. But we're meant to go into these situations more than conquerors. So here's my first question today. What is conquering you? This year, what's conquering you? Is it the same as last year? Is it the same as last decade? Then it's time that we rose up above it. Or have we just recently been hit by a curved ball? So here's a prophetic word for us today. Victory is still yours. It's still yours. It says we're more than conquerors through him. Not in our own strength, not through us, but through him, through God. He will help us to overcome the circumstances, to overcome someone else's attitudes. We've got God on our side. He works for us and against the enemy, against the attack. Romans 8, verse 31 says, if God is for us, who can be against us? It's no one. No one can be against us if we've got God on our side. The people opposing us are conquered, but we must believe it. We must believe that we're meant to be the conquerors before we will be. If we're not believing it, it won't happen. So here's a story in Mark chapter 10, starting at verse 46. I'm going to read a few verses of this. And it's about a blind man called Bartimaeus. It said, then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Now many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called to the blind man, cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. And the blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. A fantastic story of an instant miracle. Now, when we first start reading this story, Bartimaeus was in the gutter. He was hungry and homeless. He had the attitude of a beggar. So here's my second question today. What's your attitude? What's your attitude to that person? What's your attitude to the work situation? What's your attitude to the problem? Do you approach God like a beggar, begging God for the answer? Bartimaeus needed a miracle, But before he could get one, he had to reposition himself from sitting in the gutter to standing in front of Jesus. And so do we need to reposition ourselves? Do we need to pick ourselves up out of the gutter, out of the negative mindset of there's no hope, I've got no future, and I've got no worth, because that's how people are treating me? Perhaps it's time to renew our thinking. In verse 47, it said Bartimaeus called Jesus the son of David. He didn't shout out, "Now, Jesus, I know you're in town and I know you're Mary and Joseph's son." He didn't shout out, "Son of Joseph." He shouted out, "Son of David." And that was huge, because it meant this beggar had a revelation that Jesus was the Son of God. Because when he got called the Son of David, it meant he was the Son of God, because he was of the lineage. And all the prophecies came true through the line of King David that Jesus would be born. King of the Jews, Son of David. He was in that line. So this beggar had more of a revelation than the whole of the crowd and maybe even the disciples at this point. So he shouts out, "Son of David." He knew exactly who was standing in front of him. The Son of God was standing right in front of this beggar. He couldn't see him, but he knew it. He had a revelation on the inside. Something special is going to happen today, because this man in front of me is someone special. So my revelation for us today is, not only was Jesus standing in front of Bartimaeus, but he's standing right in front of us. He's right in front of us, ready to meet our miracle today. Jesus isn't just passing by. He's here. He's within our reach. He is the Messiah. He is God with us, Emmanuel. And he's not leaving anytime soon. Jesus isn't just passing by. We are able to reach out and touch him. We can take hold of all that he is right now for every need. He's our peace. He's our comforter. He's our savior. He's our healer. He's our best friend. He's all of these things. You know, people tried to shut this man up, this beggar. They just said, "Be quiet. Who do you think you are? You're just a beggar. You're nothing. Just be quiet. Jesus won't be interested in you." Has the enemy ever tried to tell you to be quiet? Has he ever tried to tell you God's not listening to your prayers? Has he made a beggar out of you? Well, don't let him, if he's made you feel like a beggar. I can remember once, this was many years ago, I'm just sitting in my chair at home, I'm having my quiet time, reading my Bible, trying to pray, but there was definitely something there not letting me pray. There was something on the inside saying, "Just be quiet, Sandra. Just be quiet, because no one's interested in you, and no one is interested in what you've got to say." And then it was even stronger than that. There was a feeling as if someone was squeezing my lips shut like that. Mmm. There's just this feeling of, mmm. Just keep your lips shut and don't say anything. And that went on for a few days until I finally realized, actually, this is a spiritual attack, and I had to push through. And I had to fight it. I had to conquer it. So we're walking around sometimes in life with negative emotions hanging off of us and on the inside of us, telling us we're useless and we're worthless and we're not worthy of God's love, and we've done it wrong again, and we're rejected by people, and we need to conquer them. We need to push through, because it's the enemy trying to push us down and put us in a box and put the lid on and say, "You just sit there and be quiet, because I don't want to hear from you." But can I tell you today, God does. God wants to hear from you. God wants your hands raised in church. God wants you praising him. God wants you walking along the street, speaking in tongues, you know, whether people think we're nuts or not. God wants us to let his spirit out. So Bartimaeus did what any conqueror would do, and he shouted even louder. Because he didn't want to beg anymore. He wanted to be a conqueror. But he could have looked at the circumstances and said, "I'm a beggar. What can I do? I can't even see the man. I'm a blind beggar. I don't know where this man is. I just can feel the crowds around me, and I know someone's here." So he could have looked at the circumstances and said, "This will never happen for me. I will never get my heart's desire, because I'm just a nothing." But instead of looking at himself, and instead of looking at the circumstances, and instead of looking what other people thought about him, he just looked to Jesus. He couldn't even see Jesus, but all of his heart focused on Jesus. And faith in Jesus got him out of the gutter. He stopped begging. He stood up on his feet, and he headed in the right direction. Folks, we need to stop begging. Stop begging God for answers. Believe who Jesus is and believe who we are. Bartimaeus started out as a beggar, but Jesus didn't leave him there. And his plan isn't to leave us there either. In verse 50, it said, on your feet, he's calling you. On your feet, Bartimaeus, he's calling you. You don't go home with anything else today. Go home with this. God is saying, on your feet, I'm calling you. I'm not just calling Sandra and Neil because they're on a microphone. I'm calling you from the front row to the back row. I've got a job for you. I've got a calling for you. When are you going to start believing me that I have a good plan for you? So on your feet today, people, he's calling us, every single one of us. God's calling us to get on our feet and rise up and be conquerors in our own life. Not to let the circumstances conquer us or the opinion of someone else. And it says that this blind beggar jumped to his feet. He rose up on the inside and he began to believe who he was, and he jumped up on his feet. So here's my revelation. He jumped up on the inside before he was able to jump up on the outside. He had to believe that Jesus wanted to see him. He had to believe he was loved. And we need to jump up on the inside before we will believe that we are going to be conquerors, before we will start to conquer. Bartimaeus then threw aside his cloak, and he just walked to where the voice of Jesus was. He walked to where Jesus was. Now, what is to think about this? It's a beggar at the side of the road. It would have been cold some days, because it still gets cold in Israel. You can go skiing. They have bumper stickers that say ski a lot, so you can go skiing down there when you're out there. They do have snow, so there's times when it would have been cold. There's times when it would have been scorching hot. This man's begging. He's got no shelter. Everything is his cloak. It's his thing to keep him warm. It's the thing to keep the sun off him. It's maybe all he owned in the world. It was a big thing to have something to keep you warm in winter. You could die without it. So his cloak was perhaps his only possession. It was his shelter, it was his warmth, it was his security, it might have been all he owned, and he left it all. He threw it off, and he just left it. He left his begging position, and he left the cloak that identified him as a beggar. Why? Why did he do that? Why did he leave it all behind? Well, he didn't need a beggar's cloak because he was going to be a conqueror. Jesus was going to make him a conqueror. You know, sometimes in my own life, and it takes me ages to realize it, but I've put on a begging cloak because someone else has come along and laid it on me. Or I've picked it up myself and put it on. And we need to shake it off because we're not beggars. We're more than conquerors in him. We need to know who we are. Bartimaeus chose a new attitude. He chose a new identity. He refused to beg anymore. You know, what are we choosing to believe? The negative words that have been spoken, or the living God who's got good things for us? Take up a new position, a new attitude, and believe God and not the circumstances. Believe that our God can change the circumstances, because Jesus is here. He's not only right in front of us, he's on the inside of us if we've asked him in. And we can stop begging. We're not hungry and homeless. We don't need a blanket, a bowl, and a sign. We're children of the King. And we're more than conquerors. And we need to reposition ourselves as that. Reposition ourselves to be more than a conqueror. So that was one of Jesus' experiences with a beggar. Now we're going to look at a quick look at Paul, because Paul met a beggar, and it's in Acts 14 and verse 8. And it says this, and in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. And this man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." And he leaped and walked. Another instant miracle there, but this time with Paul. This man stood up straight and he was healed. And again, it's an example that before he was able to stand up on the outside, he had to stand up on the inside. He had to believe in the power of God to heal him. He had to believe in himself that he was worthy to be healed. He had to stop begging and start believing who he was in the Spirit. He had to stand up straight and believe that God's power was available to him. He had to believe that he was more than a conqueror. So stop approaching God as a beggar and start approaching him and believing that you're a conqueror too. We're all conquerors if we're in Christ. So here's, and now I'll look quickly at Peter. So Jesus met a beggar, Paul met a beggar, and now Peter meets a beggar. And it was a man, again, lame from his mother's womb. He'd never walked before. And he was carried every day to the temple gate to beg. And he's begging for handouts when Peter and John come along. And it's Acts chapter 3 and verse 5. And the man paid attention to them, expecting that he was going to get something from them. But Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, that I give to you. In the use of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." And some translations say, "Rise up and walk." And then he took hold of the man's right hand with a firm grip, and he raised him up. And at once his feet and ankle bones became strong and steady. And leaping forth, he stood and began to walk. And he went into the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking about and praising God, and they recognized him as the man who usually sat begging for alms. So this man was a beggar. In the physical, he was a beggar. But he was also a spiritual beggar. He didn't know who he was. He didn't know what God could do through his life. He was hungry and homeless until he had an encounter with the living God. He was begging because he really didn't expect to meet God that day. So, what about you? What about you? Are you begging God? Are you asking God to do something, but you're not really expecting God to answer? Because we can be asking God, but are we expecting to see the answer? If you're expecting to see the answer, you'll start to thank God for it before you see the answer. So if you pray on Monday, "Father God, I've got a £100 bill. I've not got £100 to pay it, but I'm thanking you in Jesus' name that you're my provider, you're Jehovah Jireh, and you'll provide £100 by Friday because that's when the bill is due." So you've declared that. Start to thank him for it. On Tuesday, "Thank you, Father. The money's going to be in the bank. Thank you, Father. It's going to come in. I don't know how it's going to come in. I'm really excited to see how it's going to come in, but that money's going to be there, and I'm going to be able to pay it." On Wednesday, you start to praise him again. You start to thank him again. If we are really expecting God to answer us, we would start to thank him for the answer. So what are we expecting? Are we asking God for something but not really expecting him to answer? Then you have a wrong image of who God is and who you are. Because if you are his child, he is not going to see his children begging for bread. That's what the Bible says. Peter knew who God was, and Peter knew who he himself was. He said, "I've not got any silver or gold. I've not got money in my pocket. I can't give you a handout today. But I can give you something more than that. What I do have, that I will give you." Peter knew what he had. He had power, he had authority, and he had the name of Jesus. Could I just say, you have the same power, the same authority, and the same Jesus on the inside of you, and I have on the inside of me. It said there in the Amplified Translation, "in the use of the name of Jesus." So my question is, are you using his name as a commander? Are you saying, I command the situation to change in the name of Jesus? Or are our prayers more like, oh God, help me in the name of Jesus? We're meant to be more than conquerors. Bartimaeus was a beggar, but Peter was a commander. He commanded the situation to change. We're all called to be commanders. We're not called to beg. We're called to conquer. So this beggar was known as the man who usually sat begging. But Peter repositioned him to be the man who was walking and leaping and praising God. So one minute he's sitting, he's been laid down there and he's just begging. And Peter comes along, gives him the power of God, uses his command to help him conquer the situation. And he's walking and leaping and praising God in the temple 10 seconds later. Because knowing who we are in God can change things, and it can change things like that. If nothing else, it will change our attitudes of who we are. If we know Jesus, we don't need to beg either. We need to reposition ourselves. We need to stand up. Begging means we don't understand the authority that God's given us. We don't understand that we're meant to be conquerors, standing up in Jesus' name. So this beggar, once he encountered God, he didn't need handouts anymore because he was healed. He'd seen a miracle. Peter said, rise up and walk. And we need to rise up and walk. We need to rise up and walk away from a begging mentality into a victorious one. Stop thinking like beggars. Stop speaking like beggars. And start speaking like sons and daughters of the King. Start speaking like Peter and command things to change in Jesus' name. See, this man wasn't looking for healing that day. He was only trying to survive on handouts, but God wanted more for him than just surviving on handouts, and he wants more for you too. We can be as lame as a beggar if we don't know that we're meant to be a conqueror. Now, imagine, this is my sort of last little example here. Imagine if you're sitting in your garden one day and that you haven't shut the gate properly, and you're just enjoying the sunshine and maybe a wee lemonade or something like that. This vicious dog comes in and he starts to attack you. He starts to go for you and snap at you and bark and destroy all the things in your garden. But the person in this garden stands up and they use their authority and they shout at that dog and they command it to go in Jesus' name. And it runs away with its tail between its legs back out the garden. That's the difference between a beggar and a commander. The difference between a beggar and a commander is their authority. The beggar doesn't know they've got authority, and the commander does and uses that authority. Don't accept negative circumstances. Use your authority to conquer them. We can be as blind as Bartimaeus if our eyes are closed to what we have. Don't be blind. Open your eyes and see Jesus right here, right now, with something good to give us. He's here to answer every need. He's already conquered sin and death and sickness for us. He's already given us authority, but it's up to us to use it. So I want us to remember that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.